Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast that exists to remind you that this world is full of mystery, magic, and sometimes mayhem. I source intrepid guests with stories of near-death experiences, ghosts and visions, and paranormal encounters that can't be explained. And this time is no exception. I'm introducing you to Dr. Raymond Roberts, who is a pastor with 40-plus years of experience. He's an author, and he's also an incredible musician. But who am I to describe Dr. Raymond? I'll let him introduce himself in his own words, and just wait till you hear his miracle story. It brought him to tears, and frankly, me too. It's a powerful reminder of connection, synchronicity, and how this world works in incredibly mysterious ways. All right, let's get to it. Here's my conversation with the incredible Dr. Raymond Roberts.
The clerk of session, a woman said, and then the clerk of session, the session is the group that governs the church. She said, "Are we ready to start?" I said, "I think we are." And she walks out. She says, "Boys, y'all come in." And so they're all standing around outside. They start walking in, and lightning struck the oak tree that they were under, blew out a window in the church. And it was this remarkable, like, and the tree lived. But it was wow. As a young pastor, I got asked to speak at Presbyterian revivals, which are like revivals, but everything's in decency and in order. and you know, a series of sermons over a couple nights. And I was invited to speak at Providence Presbyterian Church. And a friend of mine who was the editor of the paper, local paper, drove me down. He was from that area. Down in the south side of Virginia, and he drove me down, and we had dinner with everybody. The whole congregation gathered, all had dinner, I had spoken at a youth retreat the year before for the Presbytery, which is the local body of churches, and that's how they got my name. And so we had dinner. The clerk of session, a woman said, and then the clerk of session, the session is the group that governs the church. She said, "Are we ready to start?" I said, "I think we are." And she walks out. She says, "Boys, y'all come in." And so they're all standing around outside. They start walking in, and lightning struck the oak tree that they were under, blew out a window in the church. And it was this remarkable, like, and the tree lived. But it was wow. It was kind of a clear day. It wasn't, you know, it was just a bizarre event. So everybody came in, and we had the service, and it was fine. And then after the service, my friend said, "I'm going to go see my brother. I've arranged for you to, if you don't mind, to ride with this family who he said, "This church hasn't had a pastor, and their son just died. Maybe you could offer some pastoral care, and I'll come by and pick you up later." So I get in the car, and I'm talking with them, and you know, I said, I heard you've had some really tough year, and they talked about their son Calvin, who had died, had been hit by a car on his birthday. They gave him a bicycle, and he got hit by a car, and it's just. So we get to their house. We go inside. There is this picture. He was in my small group the year before. And he had talked with me about his spiritual life. And he had a girlfriend. And you know, and he was thinking of ministry. Yeah. So we all sat there and wept. And these things just lining up like crazy. Sorry. Anyway, we're driving home. Logan's driving me back, my friend, and says, "So how was it?" And I started trying to tell him the story, and you know, the of Providence Presbyterian Church. So there's a moment where it's like Frederick Buechner says, you know, and God needs to show up in your life if you believe in God. I don't know that I believe that everything, little thing that happens. I don't believe God killed Calvin. I think things happen in this life, but I do think God is a redeeming presence. And I saw it and was able to participate. And it was equipped to be a comfort at a time of deep sorrow.
Thank you for sharing that. I can't even imagine what a tragedy. And I was thinking while you were telling the story, what a comfort you must have been for that family during that gathering. Because I felt like I was.
I mean, obviously, they have to tell you themselves about what they felt, but I felt like we were able to talk about it and about things that nobody else, you know, he had been in my small group like just a couple of weeks before. And I had a sense of what they'd lost.
Yeah. Yes. It, you know, I worked for an elderly couple for about 14 years in Portland. And of course, over the years became really quite close to them. And you know, her husband had passed away the year before, and I think they had been married for 60 years. And, you know, when Sam passed away, I think June kind of felt an incredible sense of loss, of course. And so, you know, she had an ailment that she decided not to get treated, mm-hmm. and very quickly was in a coma in the hospital. And one day, I went to visit her and spend time with her, and her daughter and her granddaughter came in, and we just sat for a couple of hours, you know, in the same room, sharing stories about Sam and June. And the daughter said to me, "Oh my gosh, you know so much more about my parents than I did. I haven't heard some of these stories." And I said, "Well, I spent a lot of time with them. And, you know, I'd lunch with Sam two or three times a week. And of course we would talk." And so I realized later after I'd left, because both the daughter and the granddaughter were kind of just floored by everything that I had told them, that was part of my work with Sam and June, was being present to her daughter and her granddaughter at that time, right, and telling them all of these stories and sharing things that they had not heard. And that I saw the comfort it had brought them. And I realized, oh my goodness, this was always meant to be part of the service that I provided to the family, sharing these kind of incredible recollections, that they hadn't heard. And so I'm thinking about you and showing up to the house, Calvin's family's house, and how, you know, of course your relationship with him was very different. And so you could provide a different lens on Calvin and who he was and how he was in the world, and what an incredible gift.
Yeah, it was kind of overwhelming at the time. Once, you know, when it really hit me in the drive home, and I was like, wow, I'm where I'm supposed to be. at least tonight. So.
That's a wrap on my conversation with Dr. Raymond. As you'll note in the episode show notes, there are lots of delicious links for you to follow. Please do so and avail yourself of this incredible human. I want to thank Dr. Raymond for coming on the show and sharing his incredible stories, as well as the work that he's doing in the world. There's no doubt he's making this world a better place and encouraging more understanding and compassion for everyone in our worlds. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And if you could do so, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating or a review on whichever platform you listen. They help people find this little labor of love of mine, so I'd appreciate it. And thanks a bunch. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Dr. Raymond. Sink into the flow or the mystery that's life. Understand when you're needed. Step up to the plate when you can share a story about someone that might heal someone else's heart. We're all here with certain gifts, everyone, and you never know when that opportunity is going to show up where you can bring beauty or a blessing to someone else. So be like Dr. Raymond and keep your eyes open and show up in ways that might heal other people's hearts.